when we get to, as we go through the service, there'll be little prompting from me in terms of what we're going to do next. There will be some cues from me. Other cues are going to come straight from the audiovisual system. For instance, when the music starts, that instead of running around and trying to find an empty seat, we'll sing. And it's just to follow that through. There's also going to be a couple moments, and some of this depends on the time as well, a couple moments where we can actually sit and there'll be a couple questions up on the screen, and just to share with each other some thoughts on what these questions mean to you. Doesn't have to be deep. It's just a thought and just where maybe you are in response to the questions. And if you don't want to answer them, fine. And if you're on your own, then you might need to move to find someone to speak with, if you wish to. It'll all become clear, I hope, in the service. This is an experiment just to see something different, and we'll see how it works. Let's worship together. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Your way, O God, is holy. You're the God who works wonders. You have displayed your might among the peoples. you have redeemed with your strong arm. We approach you as your faithful people. Our ears are open to your word. Our hearts are open to your comfort, renewal, and challenge. Pour out your truth upon us as we worship you, for your way, O God, is holy. Father, you're present yesterday, today, and forever. And as we come before you to worship you, we come to give you thanks for all that you've done for us and through us and with us. Give you thanks for Jesus Christ. He came to show us your way. Who died on the cross, rose again and has ascended to be with you so that we might have eternal life. Father, we praise you and pray that all that we do and all we say and all who we are would be to your glory. As we come before you this morning, we bring with to you the burdens that we carry, the sins that we have intentionally or unintentionally committed, the things that we've said, that we've done, we've thought, the things that we haven't said or done or thought, and we lay them down, Lord. We hand them over to you, and we, as we confess, we repent. We turn from our ways to your ways, for your ways are holy. And Lord, as we turn fully and turn our back on this world and the ways of this world and turn fully unto you, may we know the freedom that your forgiveness gives us, the forgiveness that's been earned for us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Father, we praise you and we thank you. And we sum up our prayers by praying together using the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commands that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. So if you faithfully obey the commands that I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine and olive oil. I will provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and you'll eat and be satisfied. Be careful, or you'll be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them. Then the Lord's anger will burn against you, and he will shut up the heavens, so that it will not rain, and the ground will yield no produce, and you will soon perish from the good land the Lord is giving you. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth. Let's pray. Father, we turn to you and ask you now for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus by your Spirit to rest upon every mind in this place, in order that their perception of what I say will be heard, received, applied as you intend. Cleanse my tongue that I will be your transparent instrument to say everything that needs to be said, nothing that doesn't need to be said. I pray that I'll be very, very clear, and this will bring great honour and glory to your name. I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We explore today the Shema prayer, made up of three passages of scripture, two from Deuteronomy and one from Numbers. It's Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9, Deuteronomy 11, verses 11 to 21, and Numbers 15, verses 37 to 41. Just heard the first two passages, Deuteronomy 6 and 11, and we'll hear later on verses from Numbers. But the Shema prayer is named after the first word of the prayer here, and it's a basic statement. The first few verses are the basic statement of the Jewish law. The Shema became for the people of God a confession of faith by which they acknowledged the one true God and his commandments for them. And then in later worship practice, the three verses, the three sections of scripture combined into the larger Shema as the summary of Jewish confession. And in fact, when Jesus was asked about the greatest commandment, he answered by quoting the Shema. So the Shema starts, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts." That's how it begins, with "Hear, O Israel," Shema, hear. And the word "hear," as we'll explore later on, is particularly important. And so is this next word, which starts at the very start of verse 5, love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. So love and hear are the two key words to this prayer. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Shema is the transliteration of the Hebrew word to hear. But as in the case of many words in Hebrew, they don't have just the one meaning. It has a whole range or a depth of meaning. And so when we talk about hear and we talk about Shema, we begin to look deeper at that and to think about listening and responding. The psalmist wrote and pleaded to God to Shema
his prayer. He wanted God not just to hear, but to listen and to respond. And here is another way where God is saying to the people, Shema, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And so the Lord himself is saying, hear, listen, respond, obey. This is what we're being called to do. This is what the people of Israel were being called to do. To hear, to listen, to respond, to follow God. Shema, O Israel, the Lord our God. And so we take a moment to consider the second word. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love. And the Jewish word for that is ahava. Ahava. And that again means much more than just love. It's much deeper, it's much wider than just love. And in Leviticus, there's a reference to love your neighbour, ahava, your neighbour. And Deuteronomy 10 and at verse 12 says this, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I'm giving you today for your own good. Ahava, love. And we start from a point, maybe looking just at Deuteronomy 7, at verse 7, the Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it's because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of the Pharaoh king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. Ahava, God loves each one of us. Ahava, God loved his chosen people. And that love was there in the very start, and it's there right through to the very end. And its love is. It's there. But it's a love, as I said, the love that's in action. And from Deuteronomy 10, there's four actions to fear the Lord your God. To actually have respect and to be in awe of the Lord our God. To be able to sit before him, to kneel at his feet, to bow before him, to have respect, to fear him. It's part of that being in the proper relationship with him, to walk in obedience to him, to have that awe and that respect is to obey what he wants us to do and calls us to do, and to serve. In doing what we do, it's not about us, but it's about what he's called us to do. So we're serving him and to keep his commands. This is all about our relationship with him. That's our up relationship. If you remember, I've spoken before about being up and in and out, the three different directions of relationship, our up relationship with our Father. And this was very much the relationship the Israelites were being called to have with their God. We are being called to have with our Father, the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that's part of the up. Forms the top of the triangle with the in of those who are just around us, our immediate family, those who are part of our church family, and for the out, for those who are the wider community. So to hear and to love, these are the parts of the Shema prayer. These are the things that make it a doing prayer, a prayer for God who has been listening and responding to us. But we take time to sit, to hear, to listen, to respond, and to love in action, to share his love with his people. Take a few minutes now to sit with those around you. First of all, consider the questions on your own, and then maybe just share for a few minutes with those that are around you. Am I learning to hear and obey his voice? What do I need to do to be able to hear, to listen, to respond, to love in action? Once we've finished this, we'll just begin singing together. Listen for the music to start.
And we continue with our offering. Just to go through our prayer points as usual. from Ross and Presbytery, those in training for ministry, the Reverend Mandy Ralph, Douglas Crichton, Betsy Thane, and Ministry and Superintendents Committee, and the Vice Convener for the Ministry part of that committee, James McNay. From Crossreach, it's a project of Heart for Art, and this uses creativity to support and encourage people with a diagnosis of dementia and their families. The groups connect people in communities and provide therapeutic art sessions, and their prayer point is to pray for peace for every person experiencing the challenges and concerns arising from a diagnosis of dementia. And for Path of Renewal, Aberdeen Presbytery's Woodside Parish Church, Reverend Marcus Offerman. From Angus Presbytery, it's Barry with Carnoustie Church, Reverend Mike Goss. In Forfar, St Margaret's Church with the Reverend Maggie Hunt. And the mentors there, the Reverend Neil Mayer and the Reverend Monica Redman. So let's just bring our hearts and our minds together as we pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray for those who are in training in this presbytery. We pray for Douglas as he's started his probation period. We pray for Mandy as she progresses through her probation period. We pray for Betsy in her training. Father, you've called them to serve you in a particular way. We ask, Lord, that you would bless them. And ask you to bless all the candidates for training and all the probationers. Whatever they're doing, however they're doing their placements, their studies, that you would be with them. Pray too for Ministries Council as they oversee that training. And Father, we pray for your church. We pray for your church across the land. As the people gather together to share in your word, to serve, to commit themselves to you, we pray for those where gathering together is so dangerous. We pray for those where even having some portion of the word, of your word, is so dangerous. But we would pray, the Lord, that through the work of your church, the sharing of your love and your word, the command to hear and to love, that your peace, your love would be known throughout the world. Father, we pray for your church here in this nation. We pray, Lord, that wherever your people are coming together and praising as your church, and again, Lord, we pray that your word would be known, that the as the people praise and as the people share, they would see your spirit in action. Lord, we pray for the Church of Scotland. That as the church looks at the radical plan and looks at a new way forward, Lord, we would pray it all be to your glory. And the decisions that we need to make are for the spreading, the sharing of your word. And so that the folk around us who haven't heard your word, or the folk that that have and have walked away can hear afresh your love for each one and your calling. And Father, we think of your church here in this presbytery. And as a presbytery, we face issues of being with other presbyteries, joining up with other presbyteries, as we face the issues of resolving the building's issues. And we pray, Lord, that as we look to all this, that we don't lose sight of your word. We don't lose sight of what it is that Jesus Christ, your Son, has done for each one of us. Lord, we pray for your church here in Stevenston. And especially this morning, we pray for the summer mission. We will see the three churches working together, bringing together children from the churches and children from out with the churches. Bring together young people, families. Spend time hearing your word, exploring your ways. And we thank you, Lord, for all who help. For each one who gives over a juice carton or a kitchen towel roll to those who commit the time to the planning and to the running of the events. Father, we thank you that we can do these things. And we pray, Lord, that through the sharing your word in this way, your word goes out and takes hold in people's lives. We recognize, Lord, we might not see that, but we pray that that happens. Father, we pray for each person around us now, for those who are on our left and on our right, for those who are seated above us or beneath us, for those who are in front of us or behind us, for those who are in another part of the building, and for those who can't be with us, we pray, Lord, that your Spirit would touch each person at the point of their need. And Father, as we commit this offering, a token of all that you've given to us and we give back to you, we also commit our very selves to be your servants in this place, to follow your calling, to obey your decrees and commands. Father, we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's rise to sing. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, throughout the generations to come, you are to make tassels on the corners of your garments with a blue cord on each tassel. You will have these tassels to look at, and so you will remember all the commands of the Lord, that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves by chasing after the lusts of your own hearts and eyes. Then you will remember to obey all my commands and will be consecrated to your God. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Just a couple of things I want to bring out in this last part and at the second half of the first reading we had. And it's this: first of all, the reason that God gives for doing this and saying, if you faithfully obey the commands I'm giving you today to love the Lord your God, to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, it's actually about how, as I said earlier, about a relationship and how we develop a relationship with God, with the Father, through Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. And there's references in the readings to how it'll go well with you. In turning and following the way of the Lord will go well with you. And here in Deuteronomy 11, it speaks about, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your corn, new wine and oil. I will provide grass in the fields of your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. And one of the issues for the people in the promised land was the climate was different from where they had been before. And where they were in Egypt, the river Nile irrigated their fields. So it may have been dirty water out of the Nile, but actually it was irrigating the fields, and they didn't have to rely on the rains in the same way. But now they were in the promised land, and they're having to rely on the rain seasons, the rains which came twice in the year, in the autumn and the spring rains, to allow their crops to grow so they could harvest, so that they could have their corn, their new wine and olive oil, and the grass for the cattle. They're having to rely on that. That changed the relationship they had with creation, with God's creation. And so that thing about it going well for you, if God stopped the rains, then there would be famine. Be careful, or you'll be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them. Here's the other danger that God's bringing out. It's in that actually you need to take care, because there'll be other gods. There can be other gods, and you'll be enticed by them, because sometimes they're so similar, so close to who God is, that we can be deceived. And then in Numbers, he speaks about the tassels on the cords, ways and tying the words to tying the words on the tassels, and also putting the words and having everything on the door frames, and the way that we have said. I've just missed that bit there. You'll have these tassels to look at, and so you remember all the commands of the Lord, that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves. And at the end he says there, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. And the final thought, I think, for me, is very much a case of these, as I'm going to explore the Ten Commandments in July, but these are not things to do to become a follower of God. These are things that happen when we turn to him. So this isn't the instructions for the whole world to go and follow them, but actually this is God's way. And as we turn to him and develop that up relationship with him, this is how we are. And we take that time to be able to share with him. So a couple of minutes on a couple of questions. We talked about the tassels being the reminder. How do I remind myself God's commands and decrees? And then something about our own development and progress in our relationship with the Father through Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. Have I seen a change in me as I've explored my faith? There's only 2 or 3 minutes for this, and again, we'll just when the music starts, we'll rise to sing. But just take a couple of minutes to think these through first, and if there's time, to share with a neighbour. Of course, some of this is very personal, and you might not want to share the personal with someone else. But just take a couple of minutes to pray and to think and to share. Father, may we praise you as we go about your business, as we leave here and we share together your word, your love, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of you now until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Peace to you.